Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, as BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional and across this beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. All right, jump straight in. Have a, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly Sister. We're talking Debbie Kilroy. She's the CEO of Sisters Inside. And Sisters Inside warns black lives will be lost with Queensland US-style policing. Very important conversation. And on the line we have Debbie. Debbie, good morning, sister. How are you? You there, Debbie? Hello? Debbie. We'll try and get Debbie back or get her on. That's Debbie Kilroy, CEO of Sisters Inside, and just talking about Sisters Inside warns black lives will be lost in Queensland, US-style policing and prison abolition campaigners. Sisters Inside have warned Queensland's new youth justice laws will open the door to United States-style policing that has led to thousands of black deaths at the hands of police in the past decade. So we're talking to Debbie Kilroy when we get back on online, lawyer and head of next week's debate on youth justice reforms. State that the Queensland government's raft of new policies would escalate a policing style based on force and suspicion, class and racism. So that's a very important conversation. Also going to catch up today with Aaron Faso, IWT board, Truth and Trudy Community Yarns. And we'll have a yarn with that Deli brother. And also Dr. Pamela Laird, a respiratory researcher and physiotherapist. A new trial aims to nip chronic lung disease in the bud for First Nations kids. And the other yarn there is Corey Tutt, First Nation man, and that's the founder of Deadly Science. Your daily program here. Stay tuned, your mob, to BBM, Bumbleberry Media, National Talk Black.
You're speaking, but I never hear what you say. Can you replay it? I'm in my feelings. I'm a miscommunicating. I hate this.
Yeah, welcome back. We're going to catch up now with Debbie Kilroy, and CEO of Sisters Inside. And as they're talking about, Sisters Inside warns black lives will be lost with Queensland US-style policing. We'll try again with Debbie. Debbie, good morning. How are you? Debbie, you there? No. Phone's going crazy. Nothing's happening here. We'll try again with Debbie. Debbie, find out what's going on there. Your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
This my team, yeah. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team, yeah. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next. Do this on the daily. To my lad Tigers, you McGrady. Can you remember the name? You're so hard like I'm worried about my rain. Run hard all day. Robbie jump for feet up, Griffin Freeway. That's right. WAC, Ricky Wolf at the Rose Brothers. Then there's R.A.P., Nathan Merritt and Wizzy P. Then there's WLC, Uncle Mike, Willie G. Tablum's got Ray Bill. Pure Pro's got the trail. I'll always be proud, see. AB and Walk. And that's how it's done. Cody Walker, Bunjalung. Coming through with nothing but the hits. NAB Briggs Brothers, Will Smith. He's off to the try line. Jimmy Roberts, Bloodline. All heart, no quitters. No one here, Dennis Morin, Dean Witters. This my team, here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome Black. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Got some dramas going on the phone, but all good. And Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. Go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. We're going to catch up and have a yarn, try again with Debbie Kilroy, CEO of Sisters Inside, and talk about Sisters Inside warns black lives will be lost with Queensland US style policing on the line. Debbie, very good morning. How are you, sis?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Debbie, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yep. Well, you know I'm white. I'm not mob.
That's okay, my sister. Good. Where do you stem from, Debbie? Tell us your story. Where do you stem from? Who's Debbie Kilroy?
That's my husband, Joe Kilroy. He's bachelor from Gari.
Hey, big shout out, Joe Kilroy. Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah. So you're CEO of Sisters Inside. So give us a quick background on Sisters Inside, please, Debbie.
Okay, so Sisters Inside is an independent non-government organisation that exists to work with criminalised and imprisoned women and girls, their children and their families, and we're an abolitionist organisation.
Okay, fantastic. Now, you're warning Queensland government, black lives will be lost with Queensland's US-style policing.
Yes.
So explain that, please, Deb.
Well, what we've had is laws were passed and supported by 85 members of parliament yesterday afternoon at about 5:30 p.m. To legislate laws that will racially target Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and children of colour so that they are criminalised and imprisoned, and this will cause harm for generations to come. And we will see children dying in custody. We will also see, because of their policing strategy, that they have put out a call to employ 500 police a year for the next 5 years from countries like the US and South Africa to come and work in communities in North Queensland.
So that seems like the answers, and build more prisons. That seems like that the way the government's looking at it.
Yeah, fund more, individuals to work within the racial gendered violence of policing, where Aboriginal children will be targeted and, violated, harmed, and some will end up dead.
And look, when you look at this, it's not a good solution, you know. The amount of money it has that it costs taxpayers to have a person in jail for 12 months is over the $150,000 mark. That money could be spent on the individual, children at that as well, in regarding their education or their vision for their future, life coaching or whatever the case may be. Money be better put in that area, would you think?
Well, absolutely. It's about the government handing over the funds to community. That is community that are working in the grassroots, not to policing, not to youth justice. They are not community. They work within a carceral framework to criminalise and imprison children. So it's about the Palaszczuk government. Palaszczuk herself announced on the 5th of October last year $500 million to build a youth prison in the Cairns area. And so we have been in Cairns working with and supporting NGOs, elders, community groups, young people to actually reimagine their community and what they could do with that $500 million by not building a prison. And even where we've worked with those people that run the Facebook pages, that are screaming out about so-called youth crime, because no one wants to harm children other than the Queensland government.
Okay. So with that decision there yesterday, it's across the board. It's going to be changed in that sense. Is that what they're going ahead with? And how do we counteract that?
Well, the legislation is about increasing penalties.
Yeah.
It's about if a child breaches a bail condition, that they will be charged. It's about giving police ultimate power that if they reasonably suspect that a child may breach a bail condition, that they can be arrested. So we are handing ultimate power over to the racial gendered violence of policing that targets Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander
children. Well, we're talking about being arrested on assumptions.
That's right.
Exactly.
And to hand that power over to a group of people that we have heard about the violence that they perpetrate within last year's inquiry into policing in regards to domestic and family violence. Their own police officers came and spoke about racism within the system.
Yes.
They spoke about sexual violence, misogyny, rape, sexual assault.
Yeah.
And what's happened there? Nothing. We see a government.
Who's policing the police is what you're saying, Debbie. You're saying who's policing the police?
Exactly. No one's policing the police.
Exactly. Look, thank you for the yarn, Deb. Very important conversation. And now we need to respond to the so-called decisions. But thank you for the yarn, Deb. All the best to you. And a big shout-out to Joe.
No worries. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Take care, sis. Bye-bye. There is a beautiful yarn there with Debbie Kilroy, CEO of Sisters Inside. And Sisters Inside warns black lives will be lost with Queensland US-style policing. So there it is, the solution for our children is put them in jail, arrest them on assumptions, what have you. And as we know, $150,000 for one person to be in jail for 12 months, that $150,000 could be used on that individual to better their life, whether it be life coaching, a vision for their future. Maybe the curriculum needs to change in the education system. I don't know. Have you say, Jan Armstrong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Taxi driver going round. giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery, waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
TI taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Yeah, Two Daily, the beautiful voice of Uncle Seaman Dan with us in spirit. TI Taxi Driver, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bumba Bip Media, 99.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, your mob. The treaty journey has reached a historical milestone with the introduction of the Path to Treaty Bill 2023. We can now take the steps, next steps to progress Treaty for Queensland. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with board member, the ITTB, Interim Truth and Treaty Body, and that's Aaron Faso, my brother, on the line. Very good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good, my bala. Kapu bataina. How are you?
I'm very good. Good to hear your voice, my bala. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Were you from, Aaron?
My mob is from Sabai Island in the Torres Strait. I'm from the Samoa and Kudal clans, the Cassowary and Crocodile clans of Sabai. My wind is the Zegub and the Sagirgub, the south and southeasterly winds. And, brother, I'm so glad to be kicking it on the airwaves with you this morning.
Thank you, my brother, and beautiful strong winds there. Thank you very much for the intro, brother. So, look, congratulations. One of the board members of ITTB slash actor, singer, pole dancer. You do so many things, my brother. You're Too Deadly. But let's talk about treaty. It's time for Queensland. So talk about the Interim Truth and Treaty Body and where we're at, my brother.
Yeah, look, we've basically, I've been a part of the Interim, or the which is now the Independent Truth and Treaty Board, since August last year, where the Queensland government basically put in action their want for treaty, and basically a group of us had been pulled together. I mean, it was an expression of interest.
Sure.
And we were versed to develop and co-design the legislation, which is now been introduced to Parliament, and I guess we're waiting on the phase of it, the bill is now being taken around for public comment in regards to the bill to be formally passed. Hopefully in May is the proposed date, but I guess this is a really kind of special time for us as Queenslanders to. And First Nations people to really kind of put treaty forward for our traditional owner nations and look at telling the truth and the history of our state. And we've got an extremely interesting history as we're well versed for us First Nations, and some of those. And some of the history, or you know, a good portion of the history, weren't so. Well, I guess it's about telling the truth of the atrocities and the historical atrocities that have occurred. And I think that it's about time that, you know, once and for all, it's an opportunity to tell our truth so we can, you know, in some way start moving forward towards healing. And look at really... you know, formalising treaty and what treaty looks like, which will be determined to what the traditional owner groups will want out of treaty as per the legislation, or what will speak or come from out of the legislation. But what I'm really excited about for our people in Queensland is that treaty will look like for them is will be designed by them, and then you know, moving forward to negotiate their treaty with with the Queensland government per se. So the steps that we're about to embark on now is basically engage in the community engagement and sit down with the community and basically discuss what the legislation means, and it will be for those community members and those traditional owner groups to determine what that treaty actually looks like for themselves, as per, you know, according to the what's within the legislation.
Sure. Well, it shows that we're resilient people. We are in the 21st century. Here we are, 2023, and we're still fighting for this. So resilient people, but we are strong, and we continue the fight, brother.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we've never ceded our sovereignty. And, yes. and in one of the preambles at the top of that, the legislation, it states, we have not ceded sovereignty. And in the preamble of that legislation has also embedded the United Nations declaration as well, human rights. So it's been a well thought through legislation in regards to the co-design, and we've definitely, from our part of the ITTB, the Independent Truth-Telling Board, we've definitely, for those of us who are on the legislation subcommittee, we've definitely pushed the envelope in regards to, our rights as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Our laws, LAW and LORE, are recognised.
Yes.
So, and our cultural laws, LAW and LORE, are recognised as well. So those preambles that are at the front page of the legislation pretty much states and outlines what the legislation embodies, and it's basically, look, I feel strongly that it's definitely in the favour of First Nations peoples, traditional owner groups. And I think this is, from the Queensland government, and I can't speak for them, but I think there is willingness. There is definitely a willingness like never before to get this right. And I think this is where, first and foremost, it'll start through this community engagement to engage with our communities, to inform them about the legislation. And the second part will be to inform our communities about the establishment of the Treaty Institute.
Yes.
And how that will be formed, and also informing our community members and traditional owner groups about the truth-telling phase, because I feel that the truth-telling phase will be an opportunity for communities such as Aurukun, Lockhart, Cherbourg, Palm Island, to really tell the truth about the formation of these communities,
and with that,
first contact.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just thinking with technology and social media, there's platforms there for a community to have their say and have their yarns. We're talking Facebook, LinkedIn, what have you. But also there's face-to-face conferences happening as well that ITTB have set up. Yep.
Absolutely, and through the ITTB, through the Treaty Institute. The Treaty Institute will be an organisation whereby, will be one part preparing our or looking to consult with community to garner how specific communities would like to portray their truth telling, whether that through be a documentary, whether that be through a screenplay, whether it be through a stage play, whether it be through music or the arts. And the Treaty Institute will also be versed in supporting community is to become treaty readiness. So supporting supporting the organising communities to become treaty ready and looking at supporting their part to treaties, as well as the wraparound and scaffolding in terms of the truth-telling phase. Mm. The truth-telling phase is going to be extremely sensitive. It's going to trigger trauma and so forth. So another support mechanism from the Treaty Institute will be to have trauma for those who are versed in trauma support to be also be on call to assist our our community members and our communities.
Open it up wounds, hey brother.
During that truth-telling period. So in Cairns is on the 20th of March is when we're going to have the community engagement here in Cairns on the 20th of March, which is next Monday, at the Boland Centre, which is on 14 Spence Street, between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m.
And that's open forum, open for any First Nation.
That is that is an open forum, but but you need to register.
Okay.
And registering on the truth telling and treaty website, which is the website is www.truthandtreatyqueensland.org.au. I'd really encourage all of our, you know, community members to come to the Boland Centre on the 20th. There's already an interesting when I think about the Gimwai Wallaburra Yidinji Nation here, there's already a movement at play in terms of their own pathway to treaty. I think we've already got some our own First Nations groups within the Far North Queensland region that are already kind of on their own pathway. So it'd be great for them to be and engage in that community engagement forum on Monday the 20th, as well as those, you know, who want to come and listen to how, you know, they can actually get on with their own First Nations groups to assist them into getting on their own path to treaty. Because, as you know, Cairns is such a great melting pot, and we've got everyone from, you know, out west, out to your country,
Murray from the country,
out of Murray from Concurry, and then you've got, you know, mobs from the Cape, and your mob, and my mob from the Torres Strait, who were further north. So for those who are those, you know, First Nations groups that are here, that are not on their homelands, this would be a great opportunity to come and engage, to find out, you know, how, you know, in terms of the ins and outs of the pathway to treaty.
Exactly.
And I've got to state that this is independent from government as well. The independent,
our own voice.
Exactly. Mm. This is independent, and this is about readying our people and informing our people and tooling our people up with all the right expertise in terms of getting them treaty readiness, and also to discuss, you know, openly what treaty is about it, and what this could mean for their First Nations, or for their you know, traditional owner groups.
Exactly.
Where they specifically,
well, we should embrace it and should be active with it. Thank you for sharing, my brother, and we'll promote that here in Cairns, the conference here, but also the web page. Thank you for your yarn. Great to see that you're involved there. Many hats you wear, my brother, but active. And thank you for being new, my brother. We'll yarn soon, cuss.
Thanks, my brother. Talk soon. Yo, then.
Yo, what? Beautiful yarn. Aaron Faso, our actor, / he's a board member with ITTB, Interim Truth and Treaty Body, and they've got their conference here in Cairns, 20 March, at the Boland Centre, 14 Spence Street, 12 noon to 3 p.m. open forum. But check out their webpage, because they've got forums across the country, grassroots, to be yarning about treaty here in the state of Queensland. Too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you, like the promises they did not keep, and how they fenced us in like sheep. Said to us, come take our hand, set us up on mission land, told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away, the children away, snatched from them.
Beautiful voice of Uncle Archie Roach with us in spirit. They took the children away. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, I'm going to catch up with Yaman next guest with Dr. Pamela Laird. That's Pam, respiratory research and physiotherapist. New trial aims to nip chronic lung disease in the bud for First Nation kids. And we'll have a yarn with Dr. Pamela. Very good morning, Dr. Pamela. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning to you too.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Doctor?
I am standing on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja, Perth in Western Australia, so I'm very honoured to be here.
Lovely. Big shout out Noongar mob there. Thank you very much. So WA researchers will use $1.97 million medical research future fund grant to develop strategy for better follow-up for First Nation children after they've been hospitalised for respiratory infections in a bid to halt the slide into more severe lung disease. So what's the reason for effective follow-up for First Nation children?
Yeah, great question. So what we know is about one in five very young Aboriginal children will have chronic lung disease called bronchiectasis within 2 years of them being discharged from hospital. And we can actually prevent this if those children get good medical care a month after their discharge. So it's just about going to their local clinic and getting their chest checked out. And if they've got a wet cough that continues on since discharge for a whole month, they might need some antibiotics. So it's a fairly easy fix to prevent chronic disease in most of these kids.
So this funding money is a tool. Great to have this money at the table. It would now be now put in place for follow-ups for First Nation children thereafter. So we're talking about probably more employment as well and First Nation employment
Exactly. And so what, I mean, in the first instance, what this project will do is actually build the Indigenous research capacity. So we'll be employing Indigenous researchers at each of the sites across Australia. And then the other thing is trying to build the cultural capacity of our non-Indigenous workforce also, because obviously for families to get good care, we need more Indigenous staff in health, but we also need good quality care coming from culturally informed non-Indigenous people also.
Well, exactly. Doctor, we're talking about arms open and embracing our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters at the table, but the educational tool... working together, but the educational tool regarding cultural awareness and for our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters to walk a mile in our moccasin, understand our cultural engagement so they can operate in a sensitive space, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, couldn't agree with you more.
And would this funding be able, well, you said, to employ more people? So that's a great opportunity as well for employment. And that in itself, in employment, can empower the new staff person, being First Nation, to go on to further studies if they like, if they find their interest, yes?
Absolutely. I think that would be a real dream for me, is to see more First Nations researchers wanting to move into this space and lead this work and ongoing work going forwards. Absolutely.
So we welcome the $1.97 million. Like I said, money is a tool, and things can look better for our First Nation children in this space.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for the yarn. All the best to you, Dr. Pamela.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Beautiful yarn there. That's Dr. Pamela Laird, or Pam Laird, respiratory research and physiotherapist. So the new trial aims to nip chronic lung disease in the bud for First Nation kids. And so they've had problems regarding following up with our young ones. And, well, here's the money at the table now that they continue with that follow-up and to prevent lung disease. So very important and a great tool at that. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live here at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS. And my mob, the One Year Gunga Leader mob, up there at Burketown, Doomadgee, Mornington Island Way. And big shout out to the mob up that way, my people, and on my mother's side with me, spirit, beautiful mum, down the island, Arab. So best of both worlds, you mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Too deadly.
In the morning, It feels like heaven to me. This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I., my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogomen.
Switch up, babe. Catch you in the breeze while you roll. cause I won't get away from ya. Girl, I'm just here to stay for ya. I'ma be on top it. I ain't gon' stop it. Be like me, how we gon' lock it? And if they come full speed, then we rock it. When the weight's too heavy, I'm spotting. Hold on tight to me, baby, don't let go. Got the whole thing running, so let's roll. No questions. The answer that I need, no mention. Girl, you got my heart. And nothing will never
you don't need
us
to sweet
apart.
Catch you in the breeze when you're rolling with me. Let your head out.
Got the message. That's our aim for more with their track, The Message. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbaburrup Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother, Corey Tutt, founder of Deadly Science. Australia Post will assist a not-for-profit Indigenous charity, Deadly Science, delivering Lego products to more than 750 First Nations school and communities across Australia this week. Let's have a yarn with Corey. Corey, good morning. How are you? Where are you? Corey, you there? Hello? Corey? Hey, Corey. Something going on there. Corey, you science man? Click me up. Science man, fix it. Let's go. Let's go. We'll get back in touch with him. Hi, beep there. And technology, they call it. White fella make it, black fella break it. I said that to a brother at the gym there one day. You reckon white fella make it, black fella break it? You can, no, brother. Miggly fella, you reckon? White fella reckon? No. Yellow fella make it, white fella and black fella break it. There it is. We'll try again with Corey. Corey, good morning. Corey, you there? No, not there. Corey, what's going on? Your daily program, we've got about 7 minutes on the program. I hope we can get in touch with Corey and have a yarn and talk about Australia's Post delivers building blocks for a brighter future. And I remember we've yarned many times with Corey on this program. Deadly Science CEO, Corey Tutt, OAM. Let's not mention that. Let's not forget to mention that. He's got letters after his name, so it means he's proactive, a deadly brother. And I know, talking to him last time, just so passionate about science. And he's setting a platform for First Nation youth, young ones, to step into that field. And he's got Australia Post on board now, delivering blocks for the Lego blocks for a brighter future to 750 First Nation schools and communities across Australia this week. So very important yarn, but let's see if we can get back in touch with him. Continue the Deadly Tracks here. We'll try again. I think we'll do him on the line there. We'll try again. Corey, you there? Good morning.
Yama, Trevor. How are you?
Yeah, true. I said, knock off this science man. He mucking around at the phone here.
No, we're playing phone tag and you're in.
Oh, I'm in. All right, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, Corey, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Corey Tutt. I'm a proud Gimilaroi man. My mob are from the Gate and Lightning Ridge, and I grew up in Nowra and Ewan country. So I grew up country, but I'm the founder, not flounder, of Deadly Science.
Yeah, there you go, brother. And OAM, let's put that after your name. How deadly are you?
Yeah, OAM, eh? I don't know if you introduced yourself as OAM.
Yes, but, yes, I'm introducing you as OAM, brother.
You know my nieces, I'm going to start calling myself Unky OAM.
especially on your payday, all the nieces and nephews will be all over you.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, good yarn with you. And look, hats off to Australia Post, delivering building blocks for a brighter future to 750 First Nations schools and communities across Australia this week. And when you look at blocks, it stimulates the mind for young ones, you know, and the vision to what they're going to make. And that's virtually science, isn't it? Creating a future, a brighter future at that, yes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Lego, for example, is like, it builds creativity. It builds, when a kid builds something, they show it to all their mates. They feel a bit of pride about it. And then they also get to create something. They get to build something that's completely different after they build a kid. It involves mathematics. It involves awful for STEM. But, you know, the most important thing for our mob is that, you know, a lot of our mob don't get access to things like Lego, because if you live in a remote community, a regional community, you might not have a Target or a department store that you can buy Lego from, but also Lego is really expensive. So for a lot of families, it's too hard to afford, but the product's already made anyway.
Exactly.
So for us, if we can send it out to communities and the kids and they can find themselves, you know, they can get some of this stuff of Deadly Science. You know, that's what Deadly Science is about. That's our DNA. That's what we do. We're about community.
Exactly.
We're about providing opportunities.
It builds a strong foundation for the future in the science industry, you could say.
100%. And, you know, that's what we're about. We'll make sure this is available to all our mobs. As long as we can keep doing it, we'll do it. And, you know, we're down there at Tullamarine in Melbourne packing all 45 pallets worth of Lego to these communities. And
you can make a movie out of that, brother.
Yeah, I could make a Lego movie, maybe. Make my own warehouse out of it.
Or if not, a spaceship to go into space.
Potentially, but, you know, this stuff's so important, eh? It's just, I can't stress enough that our kids, our mob, deserve nothing but the best.
Exactly, brother. Yeah.
And like, I will not.
I just say it's good to see Australia Post at the table, you know, in doing that. And it is a team effort to raise a child, you know. It's a community. It takes a community to raise a child. So we're doing our bit, aren't we, brother?
100%. You know, we've done something that not many people have done. And I say we because it's all of us, eh? It's the community.
Exactly.
Deadly Science is, you know, the reason why Deadly Science is the way it is because we've got all the mob behind us and we're doing some really great stuff with our community. And it's a community-led thing.
Mm.
And, you know, the best thing about Deadly Science, we've created our own brand in STEM. It's not, you know, it's not a white fella org. It's a black fella that's made it. It's deadly. Mm. It's science. It's out. It's for us to grow our kids into, you know, into STEM professionals or STEM originals. And, you know, the best thing about, you know, what Deadly Science does is it changes the image for our people of what a scientist actually looks like. You know, I tell kids to describe a scientist and they're bloody describing Albert Einstein to me. That fellow's been dead for hundreds of years.
Yeah, Yahoo series, chewing on an apple down in Tasmania.
Yeah.
My brother, I want to keep moving. Thank you for the yarn and all the best to you and congratulations. And we'll keep in touch, OAM.
Take care, my
bread,
and it's Uncle OAM now.
Thank you, Uncle OAM. See you, brother.
See ya.
Beautiful scientist there, black fellow at that. 2 Dirty Mob, thank you for your company. Going to sign off here. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.